Hobart Street is just a single block, but it is long enough to have three rough geographic areas. Hi-Ho for the area at the top of the hill near Mount Pleasant Street, Low-Ho at the bottom of the hill bordering Irving Street, and Mid-Ho in between. I live in Mid-Ho. Today, the Mount Pleasant neighborhood is tranquil and stately, populated by so many young families that it is occasionally referred to as Mount Stroller. But the area has had its ups and downs over the years. It was first developed about 100 years ago, and even though the neighborhood sits only 3 miles north of the White House, Mount Pleasant was originally conceived and marketed as a suburb, its modest elevation offering an allegedly cool respite from the heat of the D.C. swamp. If you walk around Mount Pleasant and adjoining areas today, with its gracious row homes and stately embassies, you would be forgiven for thinking of its history as one unbroken line of financial prosperity. But that is not the case. Like many parts of the city and like many cities in this country, Mount Pleasant experienced considerable white flight during the 1960s and 1970s. Those whites replaced largely by lower-income blacks and Central American immigrants. The neighborhood struggled for decades, with the nadir being the Mount Pleasant riots of 1991, which consisted of 3 days of protesting, looting, and burning of police cars. Mount Pleasant has undergone an accelerating regentrification over the last 20 years, which has resulted in a cultural and economic mix that is a significant part of the neighborhood's charm. Trendy Thai restaurants abutting bodegas, big box stores looming over Salvadoran fast food places. There's little something for everyone, which is why Mount Pleasant is often described as diverse and eclectic, and we like it that way. Our commitment to diversity is pretty complete when it comes to black, white, and brown, and to the rainbow colors of the gay pride flag, but it falls a little short when it comes to red and blue. The neighborhood is astonishingly Democratic and liberal. Hillary Clinton received 92.5% of the vote in the 2016 general election, and Jill Stein outpolled Donald Trump in my precinct by a narrow margin, 74 votes to 70. During 2016, it was always very easy to spot a Bernie Sanders or a Black Lives Matter yard sign, but good luck finding one from Bush or Kasich, let alone Trump or Cruz. In the past, I never paid much attention to the political homogeneity of Hobart Street, other than a joke here or there with my neighbors. Hobart Street and the Mount Pleasant neighborhood aren't all that different from the wider city, and let's face it, I fit in rather well, being a lifelong Democrat married to a Democratic staffer on Capitol Hill. It all seemed pretty natural until Porch Fest. Say what you want about Hobart Street, but it has a lot of team spirit. Every Halloween, the street is closed to traffic and kids from miles around come here, certainly attracted by the efficient access to candy provided by row homes and perhaps by the dead baby house. A neighbor who strings baby dolls in various bloody poses and drops them down on the trick-or-treaters as they approach the front porch. I said we have team spirit, not good taste. Porch Fest is the other main festival of the Hobart social calendar, our annual block party held each June. Virtually every house on the block contributes something: a food stand, music, home-brewed beer, a slip and slide for the kids. My wife Beth stays up all night baking cookies, which she cuts variously into the shape of the Washington Monument, the Capitol building, and a map of the District of Columbia. Some she decorates herself, but others are left unfrosted so that the kids can wield the icing tubes like Junior Jackson Pollocks. They do that with uncommon enthusiasm, if not complete coordination. For days afterwards, our front steps look like the victim of a food coloring balloon prank. The highlight of Porch Fest is the annual parade, which is always led by a marching band, a fire truck from the local firehouse, the same vintage convertible that appears each Porch Fest and then is not seen again on Hobart Street for the rest of the year, and all the kids on the block, some riding bikes or scooters, others tunelessly playing musical instruments, or in the case of my 9-year-old son Nate, randomly throwing a baseball up in the air. It's all hopelessly chaotic, like a band in which all the musicians are playing from different sheet music, and it's all wonderful. And every year the parade starts with the children reciting the Hobart Street Pledge. I always love the pledge. At least the concept of it, that in our increasingly entropic world we share a community, an identity, a home here on Hobart Street.